Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of Love's Pursuit by Siri Mitchell, narrated by Ali An and Rachel Botchin. This book is copyrighted 2009 by Siri L. Mitchell. This recording is copyrighted 2009 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Recorded Books Inspirational, an imprint dedicated to stories of faith and the human spirit. The author opens with the following quote from Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 4. Others were given in exchange for you. I traded their lives for yours because you were precious to me. You are honored, and I love you. And now, Love's Pursuit.
Stony Brook Town, Massachusetts Bay Colony, 1640s. Chapter 1. Do you never tire of being good, Susanna? Do you never think any rebellious thoughts? I turn my eyes from my sister and back to my work in the blueberry canes. I do. Mary gasped, though I detected laughter in the sound. Tis not possible. Tis not only possible, tis probable. Like this one I think right now about you. I threw a blueberry in her direction. She dodged it. I shall report this harassment to the selectmen, at once. I looked up at her tone, for Mary was unpredictable, and she might have done it just for spite. But her eyes were dancing, despite her labors and the unseasonable heat. Warmth rose in my cheeks as well, but it was not the sun that scorched my flesh. It was my own conscience. My sister's question had found a mark too close to the condition of my soul. To those in Stony Brook Town, Susanna Phillips was indeed a fair and obedient girl. But I knew myself to be vastly different than the person they imagined me to be. I did tire of being good, and I did think rebellious thoughts. Often, especially on days like this one. I wanted nothing more than to abandon my task and plunge into the nearby brook. I longed for the luxury of 1 hour, 1 minute, that needed nothing done. And more than anything, I wished John Prescott would finally ask for my hand in marriage. I was truly wretched, and I knew it. But the problem lay in my past. I had been such a meek, dutiful, obedient child that people had grown to expect nothing less from me. The weight of my unblemished past bore down upon my conscience.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?